Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Yes, it is time for Wellness Wednesday with Kelly K Naturopath. Again in the studio tonight. Kelly, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
It's so good to have you here. It has been a very busy show tonight. We just had Kate Collins in from Channel 9 News and also Sarah McElraith from Adelaide Mums. Those lovely ladies used to be here on Life FM, and we're celebrating 30 years of Life FM. So walking down memory lane and things. We'll put some footage up on Instagram very soon, Life FM Adelaide. But also up on Instagram, we've got a story or a couple of stories talking about what we're doing tonight for Wellness Wednesday, and we are dispelling some nutrition myths, which I'm very keen for.
Yes, we are.
But we're also we're talking about what you eat in a day.
Yeah. Yep.
I am so keen for this. I put up a few photos of what I ate yesterday.
I saw that. Did you notice?
Yeah. Well, it did. Except I didn't maybe put up everything I ate. Just a couple of photos. But I was impressed with myself, actually. I was like, hey, I wasn't even going to do that. And then I was like, I've got these photos from this awesome caprese salad I made yesterday. I'm going to put them up on the Instagram and show off my culinary skills. But yeah, anyway, it was very easy to make. We are talking about nutrition and well-being. And to get started, should we dispel some myths?
Yes, I think we should.
All right. What's the first myth you would like to dispel, Kelly? I'm very keen.
Okay. Well, a common one that's been around for many years
yeah.
is that eating too many eggs will raise your cholesterol.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and, not true.
And so cholesterol is...
Yes.
What is cholesterol? Just very quickly,
yeah.
For those who don't know. I mean, I have some understanding, but not quite. I know it can affect your heart. I don't really know anything else about
it. Well, it can when it's in the wrong place at the wrong time, and
right.
it creates inflammation in the blood vessels.
Okay.
But cholesterol is actually essential to our body. It's the foundation of a lot of our steroid hormones and our sex hormones as well.
Ah.
And it's actually essential for the structure of our cell walls as well. So we do need cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And actually only about 20 to 25% comes through the diet. Our
yep.
body makes the rest of it as it needs.
Okay.
And so there's this idea, because egg yolks contain a high amount of cholesterol,
yep.
that eating too many is going to put your cholesterol up. But that is a myth. There's actually no evidence
Myth-busted.
To say that that will happen. In fact, egg yolks also contain a lot of other nutrients like choline and fat-soluble vitamins and lecithin that actually help with the regulation of cholesterol.
Oh.
So, yeah, not
so if
true.
Anything, it
it's
actually,
a healthy food.
It improves your cholesterol, or it can improve your cholesterol,
well,
if anything.
Yeah, it could, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very nutrient-dense food.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, yeah. I do love eggs. That's a great one. And I know that over the years there's been a lot of talk about having, like you're saying, that too many isn't good or that, you know, they can raise your cholesterol, but it's good to hear that that's not the case.
No, not the case.
Okay, so that's the first myth. What's your second myth?
Second myth would be that diet drinks are healthy.
Oh.
So as in, like, you know, your diet soft drinks and your,
I think I can see where this is going.
Okay. So, yes, we don't have the sugar, but instead we have a whole bunch of chemicals that communicate with our brain, and they can contribute to, well, we know they can contribute to weight gain because of the way that they trigger hormones in the brain.
Really?
They also alter the gut microbiome in a negative way. So that's never a good thing.
No.
And there's some preliminary research that say they might have sort of a bit of a neurotoxic effect, which means they can be toxic to the nervous system. So, you know, if you're having the odd diet drink because you can't have sugar and it's, you know, the occasional thing, then you're probably okay. But if it's something that you're drinking every day thinking that you're doing okay, that's, I would suggest we find some alternatives.
That's such a common thing that a lot of people think, oh, if I have diet drinks, it's not affecting my health.
Yeah,
but I have heard, and like, I'm actually surprised by this. I knew this. Even though I'm a type 1 diabetic, so when I was diagnosed with diabetes, I was very angry at the world or angry at life because I was like, there's so much I can't eat and I have to count all my carbs, and it was just annoying. And so Diet Coke and like all of the Coke, no sugar and all those things, that was like something I could have without having to think. So I was like, this was my saving grace, but it's really, I know it's not good for you. And for me, I try to just have like sparkling water instead. I find that's you know, it relieves my thirst more than regular water, and I still feel like I'm having a fizzy drink, but it's without all those added things
and,
in it.
And you can add some, like people add fruit or lemon slices, orange slices, things like that to their mineral water, and it's a great way to have an alternative.
Okay. So that's the second myth.
Yeah. So probably the next one would be that low-fat dairy is healthier than full-fat dairy.
Oh, this is a good one.
Getting controversial. Getting more and more controversial as we go. Yes. So the fat in dairy, or the fat in any food really, is a big contributing factor to what makes it palatable and tasty. As soon as you take that fat out, a manufacturer is going to need to put something back in to make it taste good so that people will buy it. So that usually means more sugar or more salt, more sodium, that kind of thing. The other problem with taking the fat out is that fat is really important for making us feel satiated. So if we...
What does that mean?
That means to have a sense of fullness. Like you're satisfied. You don't need anything else to eat. So if you're having, you know, more low fat or having a very low fat diet, you'll find that you will get hungrier faster. Yeah, so it's not going to get you through. And people then end up eating more because, you know, So, I'd say stay full fat. Yeah. Unless there's a medical reason or, you know, unless there's some digestive issue that you can't digest fats properly.
So when it comes to things like milk and cheese, I'm just thinking dairy products. It's the first thing that comes to mind. But, you know, go for full fat rather than reduced fat. And like you're saying, this is, you know, we're not saying if your doctor's telling you to have reduced fat to go against that advice. This is just general advice.
This is general advice for the average population. That's right.
Very interesting, because a lot of those things that we've touched on so far, like the fat-free and the sugar-free and you know, what was the first one?
The eggs and cholesterol. Yeah, that's right.
It's like these things are so commonly spoken about in the media or just in general, but we're potentially getting the wrong information.
Yeah, I'd say so. And, you know, nutrition is a very, I suppose compared to other sciences, it's quite new. So it's evolving super rapidly. And so we're learning new things all the time. I mean, we've tried to, in things that we've tried to do to sort of improve food, have sometimes, you know, backfired on us, I think.
We're going to continue this chat straight after Roy Tosh with Young Forever. It is Wellness Wednesday time with Kelly Kay, naturopath. Don't go anywhere. You're on Life FM.